Good morning. It is December 6, 2025. Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers. Kyle Etherington, Coach Isaac Chavez. We are inside the huddle with you on WILO 96.9 FM, 1570 AM, Boone's Best 102.7 FM. You can also live stream us on HoosierlandTV.com currently at the present time as we are waving to one of the cameras that is operating. And you can also find us later on Spotify, The Cure for the Common Show. Coach Chavez, welcome to Inside the Huddle. I've been following your exploits all throughout the state of Texas the last couple of weeks. How's it been, sir?
It's been going well. Got to go down there, watch some high school football. You know, it's a completely different culture over there. My little brother Abraham's a senior over there at Arlington High School. And man, the conference over there is so tight that the top two teams go make you got to make a playoffs. You know, you're not a guaranteed sectional spot like you are here. And the race over there was so tight. First place was a 9-0 team. Second team was an 8-1 team. Third place team was a 7-2 team. And my brother's team right in the middle of the conference at 6-3. Great, tremendous season, but they fell short of making the playoffs. That's really tough being a senior over there. It just tells you how competitive Texas football is. But yeah, I'm glad you've been following me. I've been following Clinton County Daily News and everything we're doing over here inside the huddle, so I'm glad to bring on a good show this morning.
Heck yeah, man. He's got his Purdue on. I've got my IU on. A house divided will stand. And with that, we're going to get into the first quarter. We've got Carroll Cougars head basketball coach Adam Tussinger on the line for his first appearance on the season on Inside the Huddle. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, we greatly appreciate you being here, so we are doing fantastic. Coming into this season, looking back on last season, an unfortunate loss for the Cougars in sectional against eventual state runner-up Clinton Prairie. How are things looking for the Carroll Cougars coming into this season? Had a couple of key additions, but also some key losses coming in.
Yeah, our senior class last year played a huge role in just everything we were really able to accomplish. And so we knew coming into this year that it was going to be tough to replace, again, not just Eli and his points per game, but Coy, Carter, and Kaysen all really bought into what we were trying to do defensively, gave us a ton of valuable minutes. Again, all four played crucial roles. So we knew even from, you know, spring workouts back in April and May through summer stuff, we knew there was going to have to be the opportunity, I guess, for some of these guys to potentially step up. A lot of guys that either played some JV last year, or we've even got some freshmen that are thrown into that mix too. So, I mean, the reality is we've got a lot of growing up to do really quickly as far as experience goes. And I think through our first couple games, I've seen bright spots and I've seen areas of improvement. And our goal is just to continue to try and get better every day and hope, you know, that at some point in time we can put it all together.
One thing that Coach Chop and I were talking about off air, and I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on this, is just the amount of difficulty associated with coaching, not just on a day-to-day basis, but on a year-to-year basis. You go from having a pretty big inside presence last year, and how often do you kind of mess with the playbook, I guess, is my first question, because I'd love to play the run and gun up and down style as much as anybody, but if I got a bunch of players that aren't as quick, then that's probably not going to work out for me. So kind of talk about the difficulty associated with messing with the playbook and trying to find that right sequence of items to make your kids the most successful on the court.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think it's a balance more than anything else, because ideally, I would say every coach probably has their, you know, what they would ideally like to be, who they want to be as a program, how they want to play, whether it's transition, conceptual offense, motion offense sets, you know, all that stuff, right? But, and so, I mean, for us, we try to keep to our core principles as much as we can. We want to still be a team that pushes in transition, that gets out and tries to put pressure on the defense. But at the same point in time, while you give them time, and hopefully they learn as we go, you have to adjust, right? Some years you're going to have, like you said, maybe better post play, or maybe better guard play, and you have to highlight those guys. And so It's just trying to find that balance. And early on, I think it's something that I'm trying to work through right now, trying to figure out, you know, how much do you take into account, you know, the lack of varsity experience? Do you kind of help these guys with stuff, maybe get into more sets, highlight some guys in other ways, or do you take that bigger picture mindset of, you know, that our goal, when we want to win every game we play, our goal is not necessarily to rack up wins early in December. If it sacrifices potential long-term growth, right? So, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to fully answer that question. I think the answer is there has to be a balance. You can't just always do the same things because, again, from year to year at a small school, your personnel is going to change. And so it's trying to have a core of who we are and still trying to play to that as much as we can. But also, again, highlighting other strengths for some of the guys that we do have from a year-to-year basis.
And one thing with those first opening games that you've had, you've gone up against some pretty good talent in terms of your competition, going to Frontier last night and then opening up the season at home against Lewis Cass. Who were some of the players that kind of stood out to you in those two games? Because when I was watching Lewis Cass play a scrimmage recently, I just marveled at their ability to be able to get shots from the outside, and those were pretty difficult shots in the scrimmage that I was watching. So who were some of your players that kind of stuck out to you in those two opening games this early in the season?
Yeah, I would agree that the beginning of our schedule, I told our guys, it's pretty challenging. We started with Lewis Cass. That's always a tough game for us to start, really competitive game most years. And then we have Frontier, we have Tri-County, Caston, Rossville. I mean, you're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 games to start our season off before we even get into January, where we really get into conference play and it gets even more difficult. So they've got to be ready. But as far as first two games, the Lewis Cass team, really the guy that killed us was Cotner Graves, their center. He stepped out and hit, I think, 4 threes in that game. We left him open early. I think he ended with about 17 or 18 points. And so that was really the difference there. Last night, it was the Winkler kid, number 22. I think he ended up with about 28. We let him get out too much in transition and get out into some easy buckets early. And then we just continued to allow him to drive to into the paint and get to the basket basically whenever he wanted. So, I mean, if you're talking one specific individual player, that's probably who I focus on with Frontier. I give them a lot of credit, sectional opponent. They play hard. They're up in the passing lanes defensively. They don't want to make you or let you be comfortable offensively. And so if you aren't willing or able to really handle that pressure, it throws you off, and it definitely threw us off to start.
Good morning.
And, of course, you've got a game tonight heading to Southwood. A couple of things. I vividly remember just getting on the bus and taking a nap, and then I would automatically be at the school. A lot of people aren't that lucky to be able to just enjoy a 5-minute bus ride. So my guess is that's probably quite a trek. And what are you looking forward to this evening playing against Southwood?
I think it's about an hour from here. So, yeah, it's a pretty good bus ride. We were looking for a game, and they had some availability. We know that. Actually, I don't think it's a team we've ever played, so this could potentially be a first for Carroll to go there. But as far as Southwood in particular, we know they bring back 7 seniors on their team. They're a very senior-heavy roster, and so they have a lot of experience. They play in a very tough conference, a Three Rivers Conference up there. So you've got teams like Lewis Cass. You've got McConaughey, Manchester, who won state last year. There's a ton of really good teams in that conference. So it's another one of those that we're getting into a really tough opponent early. And the hope is that our guys have learned from our first two games and what we were able to do a little bit last night to get ourselves back in that game. And there just continues to be growth. And I think if we continue to do that on a day-to-day basis, we'll start to see good things happen. But again, it starts, we're blessed to have another opportunity to go play tonight.
You're right, Coach. Always look to the next page, the next day, because there's always going to be another one, another opportunity. You kind of talked about, you know, you guys won some, lost some. You guys played against a couple guys that are, you know, controlling games. What are you guys doing in those situations? What are you telling your guys? You know, sometimes it's easy for players to hang their heads, and especially in moments when you guys are down, and then it's easy to, you know, to be the highest when you guys are winning games. How's it been managing your guys this early in the season? And kind of talk about that.
I think overall, the guys have done pretty well. I think in both games, the kind of the message that we talked at, both at halftime and after both of those games, was we got down early in the first quarter. Lewis Cass, I think, scored, I think they had 18 points in the first quarter. We ended up with 13, but we were down close to probably 10 at one point. And then last night, Frontier came out, and into the first quarter, we were down 18-4. And so, again, the message is, how do we start basketball games and not get ourselves into, you know, that big of a hole to try and climb out of? Proud of the guys last night. They got it back to within four about midway through the third quarter. And then we ran into some foul troubles and some different things that put our rotations a little bit out of whack. So didn't quite get it all the way back. but, again, to show that, you know, that maturity, that's just a credit to these guys that they're – willing to not ever give up. There's that fight that I think's been a part of our program for the last few years, and I hope to see that continue. And so we're proud of them for, you know, battling through some adversity. But the question now becomes, the challenge becomes, can we start games a little bit better and not dig ourselves a hole that we have to try and figure out a way to get out of?
And Coach, we're kind of getting close to wrapping up. We really appreciate you giving us a call this morning on Inside the Huddle. Coach Adam Tussinger of the Carroll Cougars. One thing, Coach, looking forward, you talked about not worrying too much about the early season schedule and looking more toward the future with conference and then, of course, the ever-important sectional. What is kind of the ceiling that you're looking for with your guys this year? Like, at the end of the season, if you look back on your schedule, what would you consider to be a successful season in terms of growth for these players?
I don't know that I look at it so much necessarily as what happens with our schedule. I don't think that's ever been the case. I think, try not to be a cop-out answer, right? But
no, I mean, we understand it. I've been there many times, my friend, many times.
We don't want to just necessarily go through the motions, right? We want to take every day and learn from it and get better and start to get some of these guys experience. And so I think competing in games, even if we lose like the last couple of games, we've showed the will to compete and try to get back into games. And as we progress and start to play some of these really tough conference and potentially sectional opponents, so with how our sectional lines up, you know, it's just continuing to try and get these guys more comfortable. We've got basically two guys coming back with some experience, a third who played a little bit off the bench last year, and then it's two JV guys and two or three freshmen. So you're talking, there's a lot of potential for growth, and it's just seeing these guys get comfortable. Like last night, two of our freshmen, Reed Hayden and Carson Schuler, hit some shots. They scored their first varsity points. So just little stuff like that I think, you know, it starts to let them settle in a little bit more and let them realize, you know, that, yes, that's a big jump to go from eighth grade to playing at the varsity level, but that they're capable of doing it. And then I think on top of that, that builds confidence in some of our seniors, right? Like Aiden and Carson and Colby. When these guys start hitting shots, they become more comfortable in themselves. It gives them more confidence that if they pass them the ball, you know, good things could happen, or we could work together offensively to get a good look at the basket, and they don't have to feel pressured to do it all by themselves. So again, it's just that step-by-step process. I think hopefully the results speak for themselves and you start to see it flip here as we go through the next few weeks and into January and February. It's not going to be easy. Like we've talked about last year, our conference had, I think, six teams that won 15 or more games. Your sectional had four state runner-up, right? And so there's never an easy night in this area of the state at 1A basketball. So we've just got to continue to work, and I think good things will happen.
Well, Coach, we look forward to covering the team this year. And for those of us listening and viewing, December 19th is going to be a big one where the Rossville and Carroll girls and boys basketball teams are going to be having a doubleheader on Hoosierland TV's Game of the Week. That's going to be at the Hive in Rossville. So that should be a fun one indeed for people to tune in. And, Coach, thank you for taking some time out of your busy morning to chat with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yep, I appreciate you guys having me. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
Definitely, and you do the same. That'll wrap up the first quarter of Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers. We will be right back after this short break.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
The chilly air, the smells of hot cocoa and peppermints can only mean one thing. It's time to get into the holiday spirit with the Christmas Music Box on 96.9 WILO and Boone 102.7. Starting Thanksgiving night, enjoy the sounds of the holidays from 6 to midnight, 7 days a week. Let WILO and Boone 102.7 supply the festive tunes as you ooh and ah your way through the dazzling Festival of Lights display at TPA Park in Frankfort. Grab your loved ones, pack the car, and experience the magic of music and lights together this season. 96.9 WILO and Boone's 102.7 Christmas Music Box and the Frankfort TPA Parks Festival of Lights bringing holiday cheer for you and yours this holiday season.
The Christmas Music Box brought to you in part by City of Frankfort Parks Department, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, State of Mind Wellness, Solidarity, Community Federal Credit Union, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy John's, Habitat for Humanity of Lafayette serving Clinton County, Home National Bank, Donaldson Company.
Back once again on Inside the Huddle, quarter number two, Kyle Etherington, Isaac Chavez with you on this December 6, 2025, Saturday morning. Going to be shifting gears just a tiny bit. Want to give you some local scores from last night. Faith Christian and Delphi, we're going to start in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, had a pretty high-scoring affair. The Oracles were victorious, 76-65 over the Faith Christian Eagles. Fountain Central's Mustangs hooked up with the Clinton Central Bulldogs last night. These are all boys' varsity scores. We'll get to the girls in just a moment. The Mustangs were victorious over the Bulldogs, 41-33. Last night, we just got done talking with Coach Adam Tussinger of the Carroll County Cougar basketball team. Carroll, unfortunately, was defeated by the Frontier Falcons, 63-48. Also last night in conference play, already starting with conference play for many teams, Sheridan Blackhawks victorious over Clinton Prairie, 62-47. And then, of course, you've got some other scores from the Hoosier Heartland Conference. The Rossville Hornets improved their record to 2-0, winning at Tri-County, 70-47. Taylor defeated Northfield, 58-31. Tri-Central defeated Cowan, 50-34. Switching gears just a little bit, Western Boone playing in conference play against Greencastle, defeated 68-59. Tipton played Frankfort last night. The Blue Devils were victorious, 60-23 over the Hot Dogs. And Lebanon, who was honoring their 50-year semi-state championship team last night, got the big victory over Crawfordsville, 65-45. 50 years for the semi-state championship, and there were a lot of people in the house for that. Coach. And then we got some pretty big basketball games going on this afternoon and this evening for the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Delphi travels to West Lafayette. Maconaqua travels to Eastern. Rossville is heading to Faith Christian. And the Taylor Lady Titans are traveling to Alexandria. Right now at the top of the Hoosier Heartland Conference standings, Rossville, a perfect 3-0, 7-0 on the year. And then right there with them in the loss column, the Carroll Lady Cougars, 2-0, 6-0 on the season as well. Coach, you got two teams that are undefeated in women's basketball. They're going to be hooking up on Hoosierland TV December 19th for the boy-girl doubleheader at the Ville. Question, do I need to take a helmet or do I just need to wear extra padding of bubble wrap for those games? Because that could be an explosive, explosive game on December 19th, Coach.
I think you're right. And about last year, we were kind of around the same boat. Both teams have off to a good start, meeting each other in that holiday tournament, right? I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
December 19th coming up. And both girls are off to a terrific start. Both teams are undefeated, and you know you're going to be guaranteed to watch a good ball game there between Carroll girls basketball team and Clinton Central.
For $5 to $10, you can't beat Indiana high school basketball, in my opinion. At least that's my opinion anyway. Shifting gears to the college game just a little bit, Coach, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk about this noontime tip-off, because I believe you've got your Purdue hoodie on for a very special reason today. The Purdue Boilermakers tip off against the Ohio State Buckeyes at Mackey Arena today. Looking forward to the game? Looking forward to some relaxation? Or all of the above?
All the above. I got a busy morning here, Coach. I'm going to go ring the bells right after this. And after some bell ringing, I'm going to put on that Purdue game and do some work around the house. But that's right. Purdue plays Iowa State at 12 o'clock. It's a top 10 matchup. Should be a good game. Purdue has had many couple different players really have their own good game in different games that they've played this year. TKR's done well, Braden Smith and Lawyer, and I think they've done really well with that good senior group, and it should be a good matchup this afternoon.
You're going to be ringing the bells. Explain. I have to. Is this for church? Or?
Yeah, so this is for, we do like community service through the Rotary Foundation.
My mother used to do that in church. So we're
Eric Woods, the owner of Shoals Market. He provides a nice warm spot for us. We don't have to be outside. We're inside the store ringing bells. And everyone that's a Rotarian signs up for a two-hour time slot. And between, I think, like last week up to the day of Christmas, there's going to be a Rotarian ringing bells there. Every day, just about every day there at Shoals Market.
Excellent. I believe it might have been, correct me if I'm wrong, people out there in the metaverse, if we'll go with something like that, I believe the Clinton Prairie girls basketball team were also ringing the bells to raise money this year as well, too. So that's fantastic. Of course, last night in college basketball for NAIA, you had Taylor University participating in their 28th annual Silent Night, where the crowd stays as quiet as possible until 10 points are scored. Just a fantastic atmosphere. Coach, you ever done that before?
I have not, but it's always been something cool to look on social media. I've followed their tradition, and I always look forward to seeing the video that comes out every year. And I just seen the video yesterday, last night, and it looked like it was a great atmosphere and a pretty good time.
And Sam Wirt, of course, was on the call for
that
game as well, too. So the best sports team in Indiana just branching out all over the place. We tried that at Tri-Central years ago when I was in charge of the cheer block, and it started at 10 points, but then it went down to 8 points. And then we finally said, okay, 6 points, that's when we're going to go crazy. And it worked to perfection. And the only injury that we had was one of our sponsors of the cheer block falling all the way down step by step, landing on his knees. I believe his name was Kyle, but I would not like to admit that as much as possible. I think they're still offering money for any type of video of that fall, because it was an epic fall. But it is Saturday. It is a little bit more winter, but we're still talking football. We have got 4 games on tap today that Sam wanted to make sure that we got to, not just because they're important, but because I think he might be a game or two behind in the standings behind both of us. Myself, I think I've got him bested by a couple of games in the loss column, and Coach Isaac Chavez undefeated in our football pick'em this year. Two games, and two very good games, I might add, and we are going to see just how well we all do. We're going to start in the ACC, and I'm not going to talk about any of the controversy. Holy cow. Just go on social media, and you can go down that rabbit hole. You've got number 17, Virginia, against the Duke Blue Devils. Now, Sam has picked Virginia to win. Coach, I'm going to give you the opportunity of the first pick, sir.
So, thank you. Thank you, Coach. With this pick, or, you know, I came out here saying so, because I'm going to go with Duke. I think Virginia has got a great thing going for them. They're going to be left in a great spot for Coach Franklin to pick up and coach the Virginia next year, the Virginia team. But I think I'm going to go with Duke.
All right. So Isaac has got the Duke Blue Devils. I am going to, as much as it pains me, agree with Sam, and I'm going to go with Virginia for my pick on that one. The Big 12 championship, number 11, BYU, coming in at 11-1. Against number 4, Texas Tech, at 11-1. Sam is taking Texas Tech. Coach, I am going to take Texas Tech in that matchup. Who are you taking in that matchup?
Coach, we said it earlier in the show, I'm a big Texas guy, right? But that is Texas Longhorns, baby. I cannot go with Texas Tech. Glad we beat Texas A&M last week, so I'm going against them. I'm going BYU.
Going BYU. Excellent. That, I think that's the team I'm going to be cheering for as well. And then you've got two more. The SEC championship today, number 3 Georgia at 11-1 against number 9 Alabama at 10-2. Sam is going with the Georgia Bulldogs. Coach, who are you going with?
Coach, Georgia, I think they got some fire that's underneath them, I believe. You go back the last couple years and they're not given the opportunity to defend, you know, back-to-back titles. I think this might be a year that they got something to prove, saying, hey, you know, why'd you guys leave us out? I'm going with Georgia over Alabama today.
I like that pick, too, so I will go with that one as well. And then there happens to be a little bit of a game down in Indianapolis between the undefeated, number 2 ranked Indiana Hoosiers and the undefeated, number 1, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Sam has gone with the Buckeyes for this game as Coach shakes his head and I'll go with frustration for that one. Coach, I'm going to give you this first pick and then I'm going to have the final word.
OH. Oh no. That's right. Ohio is going against IU. As much as it pains me to pick IU, I'm going with IU. I was seeing yesterday that they are majorly due to win this game, and I'm going to go with the Hoosiers.
Hey, I like that pick. I really do. The Indiana Hoosiers have come into this season as a young kid, being a season ticket holder for the Hoosiers, being at that Pinstripe Bowl where the kick, even to this day, I believe was good, being at that Gator Bowl, losing to the Tennessee Volunteers, and just being happy just to be bowl eligible. Second best defense in the entire country, going up against a very young quarterback in Indianapolis. Something just feels different. I could be totally wrong, but I haven't given up on them in over 30 years, and I'm not giving them up on them today. Go Hoosiers all the way. Indiana, let's try and make it to that Rose Bowl that we never thought we'd ever make it to. That'll conclude the second quarter. Halftime, head to the concession stand, get you a quick breakfast sandwich, and join us back for the third quarter in just a few minutes. You are listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
You know, at Winsky Brothers, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take our customers seriously. Whether you're hauling scrap metal, shopping for new or used steel, or need one of our roll-off waste containers, we're here to help. Sure, we're kind of famous for that giant 70-foot truck scale, but what really matters is you, our community. I'm Jim Byers, and we're grateful for your trust, your business, and even your jokes when you stop by. From all of us at Winsky Brothers, thank you. Find us at 751 West Washington Street, or online at WinskyBrothers.com.
This holiday season, tune your heart and your radio to the 12 Strays of Christmas on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. Each weekday, December 1st through the 16th at 8:55 a.m. during the Party Line program, the Clinton County Humane Society will introduce one adorable resident looking for a warm, loving, forever home. Discover sweet faces, wagging tails, and maybe meet your new best friend. Give the gift of a second chance this season. It's the 12 Strays of Christmas on WILO and Boone 102.7. Brought to you in part by Day and Genda Funeral Home and TC Trailers.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Okay.
Today it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 31. Chance of snow showers overnight with a low of 23. Sunday, chance of snow showers continues with a high of 28. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 20. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO, real-time weather radar 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County, dailynews.com.
Inside the Huddle, third quarter coming at you. Inside the Huddle brought to you by Healthy Communities of Clinton County and Winsky Brothers. You can check us out on the radio on Sunday evenings, a rebroadcast of this show. You can check us out on HoosierlandTV.com at your viewing pleasure or displeasure, if we're talking about myself anyway. And you can also check us out on Spotify as well. We are just all over the place. It's the little bit of a cold. We're just everywhere this time of year. But speaking of being everywhere, we are going to go back to high school basketball. Currently on the line, we have got Chad Peckinpah of the Clinton Prairie Gophers for our third quarter. Coach, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and how are you doing today?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for joining us for a little bit this morning, because we know you got a busy schedule throughout, not just today, but for the next couple of months. Also, thanks for taking care of us so much during football season. We greatly appreciate the sodas and the candy bars and everything like that. But coming into this season, last night you had a pretty special moment with the team from last year, who went all the way to the state finals. I can't even begin to talk to you about how much fun Sam and I and the entire sports team had covering you guys all the way down to the field house. Kind of talk about your feelings coming into last night, getting to honor those guys, and what an amazing accomplishment it was last year.
Yeah, no question. Just a historic run for us, and just a great job by our kids all year long. And you know, couldn't be more proud of a group and a community and a town that kind of came together and did something pretty special. And got to have everybody back last night, and everybody was able to make it in, which made it even more special of a night to have all our players there. And you know, our rings came in, so we got to present those to those guys, and those things turned out great, and they look amazing. And you know, just a keepsake that they can have and hold on to for the rest of their lives and remember that special time.
I vividly remember my brother's state ring coming in, and my dad was so excited he ordered one himself too. So I most certainly know the excitement that goes along with that. Coming into this season, you lose quite a bit from a very talented senior class. That goes without saying, but that's going to give some younger guys the opportunity to grow, and we're only a couple weeks into the season as far as games are concerned. What have you seen so far from your guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Like you said, we lost some players last year that did a lot for us. And so we got guys coming back this year that have to step into new roles and bigger roles. And, you know, we're kind of combining that with a group of young guys that have never played at the varsity level. So, you know, we're learning. We're getting better every day, and we're progressing. And, you know, things for us is working for is those continued improvements, which, you know, from game one to game two, we saw some improvement. We were fortunate enough to get the win last night, but, you know, we're trending and going the right way, you know, day by day.
Yeah, played a pretty talented Sheridan team last night. Not able to get the victory. Were able to get the victory at Frankfort for your opening night game, 51-38. Who were kind of the players that kind of stuck out to you in both of those games, both at Frankfort and against Sheridan last night?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a collective group of doing some different things, and you know, in that, you know, you look at the scoring thing, which people kind of look at initially, you know, Nick Curtin and Evan Smock have kind of been our leading scorers, and they've been they're doing a good job of trying to be at the forefront of putting points on the board. And you know, Hunter Haynes had 10 rebounds in that first game for us, so he was kind of big inside. And you know, Jackson Miller came off the bench both those games. I thought did well for a freshman getting his first kind of minutes on varsity. And Nick Ewing's kind of still trying to be that glue guy for us like he was last year. So the big thing is, like, all the roles for those seniors are different. You know, those guys have varsity experience, but, you know, they're playing in expanded roles this year and having to do more things. And so they're learning as they go, too. And you know, we played 9 guys in both those games. Outside of those 4 seniors, we played 2 sophomores and 3 freshmen. Again, those 5 guys are getting on the court for the first time. So it's a process of molding those guys together and trying to find our identity and finding sub patterns and rotations. So, like I said, we're seeing progress between days and between games, and it's early in the year, and we'll keep moving forward.
How do you go about having that conversation with a player when you know that there's going to be a lot of change from the previous year and there's been a lot of success? How do you kind of get that player in the mindset of, hey, your role is going to be a little bit different this year? Is it a singular conversation, or is it just a multitude of conversations?
I don't know if it's so much a ton of conversation. Things kind of organically will fall into place as you move along, and roles develop, right? You don't go in and say, hey, you're going to be our leading scorer. That'd be nice if you could put guys to score every night, right? So, or hey, you're going to go out there and get 10 rebounds every night. You know, it'd be nice if you could just kind of speak it into, you know, fruition, but sometimes those things just kind of organically happen. The conversations we more so have are about consistency, about little things adding up to big things. You know, when we do those type of things, you know, that's when you kind of, you know, get on the winning side of things. And like I said, we progressed from game one to game two. We just weren't consistent enough last night to play 4 quarters. And it's early in the year, like I said, you know, you're playing guys that haven't been in those moments and stuff, and it was a tight game throughout until kind of that last part of that 4th quarter. We just have guys that haven't been in that situation. So for us, it's being consistent and building, you know, quarters back to back and progressing from there.
And with that consistency, you definitely have some consistency this weekend, as you've got some home cooking both last night and this evening going up against the Seeger Patriots. That's going to be on HoosierlandTV.com tonight as our game of the week. What have you seen from Seeger so far this season? And don't give us the entire game plan, obviously, but how are you going to try to attack these guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, no rest, right? So you come back in tonight, and we got another talented team coming in tonight to play at home, and they're off to a good start. Lost a close one there with Crawfordsville early in the year, a high-scoring game, and beat Central Catholic in their next game. And they're very talented. They're an aggressive team. They play hard, well-coached, so we got to be ready to go. And for us, like I said, I've always been kind of early in the year more focused on self, you know, kind of what things we have to do. I think if we do what we're supposed to do, it gives us a good chance to win every night. So obviously we're going to plan for Seeger, but we got to keep working on our side of things and understanding how we need to operate and put things together on offense and defense. So we're really focused on those things right now.
Coach, as you guys turn and look ahead to tonight's matchup, I kind of want to talk about, your guys' seniors and your underclassmen. You mentioned you guys got four seniors and your 5-6 underclassmen. Kind of talk about how the level of success you guys had last year and going into today, what that leadership style has looked like and who's been stepping up. You got a good mix of underclassmen. Kind of talk about what the guys are feeling in the locker room and how they're getting each other up.
Yeah, I mean, the seniors have been through it, right? So you gotta lean on them, and they got to be at the forefront of what we're doing. Because they've been in the moments. Like I said, even though they've been in high-pressure games, they played in all our games last year. You know, the thing for them is they're taking different roles in those games, right? So they're learning a little bit, too, of what it takes to kind of produce and be successful for those full 32 minutes. But, you know, we did have a conversation with them that they have to be the ones that are the most consistent for us. They have to be seniors, and what I mean by that is their production levels have to stay the same on what we're getting from them on a nightly basis. Their energy, their effort, their communication has to be consistent because they've been there, they've been through it. So, and that's got to carry over to those younger guys that are learning and getting. You know, it's tough for the young guys because they're learning kind of what we want to do, but then also trying to learn it, you know, in the mix of the fire of trying to do it at the highest level possible going against the varsity competition. So, and that's a tough dynamic for a young kid to kind of go through and learn. But, you know, our kids are talented and they're capable. But our seniors have to be at the forefront of moving us forward.
And, Coach, one thing that I've always wanted to ask you, how do you balance your time between being an athletic director and also being the basketball coach? Because I have enough trouble just getting myself to be able to teach my classes and do the fun stuff that I get to do here with Casper Media. I can't even imagine the amount of sleep that you don't get. How do you balance that between all of the things that you've got to do?
Well, yeah, it's a good question, right? I think I'm fortunate. I'm one of those people that doesn't need a ton of sleep, so I think that helps, right? So don't get much of it during the winter, but that's okay because, you know, when you love what you do, you put everything into it, and what you want to do as a coach is give your kids the best chance, so you dedicate everything you can to, you know, putting those kids in the best position to win, and obviously the AD role is a big important one, and I take a lot of pride in doing that and hopefully doing it at a high level and doing it well as well. So I'm fortunate to have a lot of help, you know, around me during the day and during the night, and obviously I couldn't do it without those people that help us you know, on a daily basis. So very fortunate, very blessed, and really happy with where I'm at.
Hey, well, we're looking forward to watching y'all play tonight on Hoosierland TV against the Seeger Patriots. Sam on the call tonight for Coach Peckinpah and the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Coach, I got to ask you one last thing. You got any special new shoes for the broadcast tonight? Last year, you were rocking it out with the kicks, my friend. So you got any new shoes this year? Are we going with the old reliables for this opening broadcast for Hoosierland TV for the Gophers this year?
We broke out some new ones for Frankfurt, so you can check those out tonight when you guys come out. So we got some new ones for this year too.
Ah, love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Coach, for joining us, and have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right, I appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks for the coverage.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you for joining us. That'll conclude the third quarter of Inside the Huddle. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers. We will be right back after a few moments.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
At Healthy Communities of Clinton County, we are dedicated to reducing the risk factors that lead to chronic disease. At Healthy Communities, we offer general health programs like insurance navigation, healthy eating, physical activity, and tobacco and vaping cessation. We help pregnant women to ensure healthy birth outcomes. We have a variety of recovery services at our Trinity Hope Center, including peer recovery coaching, support groups, and pro-social activities. To learn more on how we can help you make the healthy choice the easy choice, call 765-659-6063 or visit healthyclintoncounty.org.
Okay, nobody panic. We checked the list twice, then lost it, then found it under a reindeer. But we're ready. Ready for the WILO Boone 102.7 12 Days of Christmas. Kids ages 3 to 10 can register starting Monday, November 24th at the super important Elf Approved sponsor locations.
Tornado Roofing, Avery Home Furniture and Appliances, Jimmy John's, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Skiles Electric, VFW Post 1110, Ellis Jewelers, Frankfurt Boys and Girls Club, sponsored by Wampler Services Incorporated.
Once you're registered, listen to Matt Wilson every morning at 7:20 a.m. starting December 1st.
He has the official elf list?
Yeah, we're not allowed to hold it anymore. Each weekday, Matt will announce a child who wins a shiny, sparkly, jingly, festively wrapped present. Wrapped by us! Though some elves use too much tape. Hey, it builds suspense! Then on December 16th, bam! Bicycle Day! One brand new bike from each sponsor location. We tried test riding them, but Santa said, no more elf dance. Big thanks to Frankfurt Walmart for giving us extra elf power this year. And extra glue sticks, too. We needed them. It's the WILO Boone 102.7 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the station's giving Santa a very busy helping hand.
Back once again, Inside the Huddle, fourth quarter. Kyle Etherington, Isaac Chavez, talking some sports from all around the nation. Going to be turning our attention to Michigan Town here in just a second. Before we do that, though, we would like to extend our congratulations to the Clinton Central football family. Coach Burnell, congratulations on the newest member of your family being born very recently, Brenner, a sweet baby boy born very recently. We wanted to send our utmost congratulations to another Bulldog being brought into the world. And speaking of Bulldogs, we've got the Clinton Central Bulldogs head basketball coach, Nick Burlingame, on the line. Coach, good morning, and how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing all right, fellas.
Hey, we greatly appreciate you being here and chatting with us. Okay, yeah. Coach, coming into the season, your second one at Clinton Central, you're also working as the athletic director, brand new gym, all the bells and whistles. So you've kind of got the pick of the litter, if it will, on different things that there are to chat about in the land of the Bulldogs. So how you feeling about the squad coming into this season, along with all the great stuff that you got with the new gym?
Well, first of all, thanks, guys, for having me on. I appreciate it, and always good talking with you. New role this year as athletic director, very excited and honored and humbled to be the athletic director at Clinton Central. It's been off to a great start. Super happy and proud of all of our student athletes. You know, we had a great fall season and, you know, just had tremendous seasons from, you know, our cross country team, our football team had a great year. Girls golf had a great year. Volleyball team competed and got better throughout the season. So from that aspect, it was awesome. Obviously, we're into the winter sports season now, and a lot of things are getting going. You know, we've got multiple events here at the school this morning, and we travel. Our boys basketball team travels to Madison Grant tonight. But obviously, we had a tough one last night. I'm excited about this season. I think we're a little bit more skilled, a little bit more athletic, and having a second year, you know, with kind of our culture and our expectations, I feel like we've got an opportunity to improve and get better throughout the season. We just got to stay confident, keep shooting the ball with confidence. You know, last night, we got what we wanted. We got a lot of good looks, and unfortunately shots just didn't go down last night for us.
And anytime you're able to hold a team under 50 points, that is most certainly something that you can definitely wear with a badge of honor. And if that's the only thing that is the complaint is that the shots didn't go in, well, that's pretty darn good. You go against Fountain Central, and of course you've already gone against Bethesda Christian as well. You're heading to Madison Grant tonight. I'm impressed that you knew where you were going, because I'd get on the bus and I don't think I'd ever know where I was going half the time. So Madison Grant, it is their opening night at home.
Sure.
Is there anything that a team will do differently in their home opener versus, you know, one of those regular ones on a Friday or Saturday night in January, or do they all just kind of blend together? Because to me, I would think that opening night, they'd probably come out with a lot more energy and a lot more fire than they might a little later on in the season.
Sure. You know, obviously, they're going to be excited, you know, I mean, for this to be their first game of the year. And at home, you know, that means they've been practicing for basically 3.5 weeks, and they are probably going to be fired up and excited. And so, you know, we've got to, you know, that's kind of the message to the team tonight is, you know, we got to get off the bus and we got to be ready to play. You know, I don't think you want to go on the road and dig yourself a hole early. So we really want to try to keep the crowd out of it and have a good start and have a game plan of executing on the offensive side of the ball and, you know, obviously get stops and get out in transition and just try to, you know, sustain any of that energy that they have off the bat. You know, it also makes it tough from a coaching standpoint, you know, when it's their first game. You know, we've played two now, so they obviously have film on us, and we don't have anything on them other than last year's stuff. So, you know, that provides a little bit of an obstacle there. But really, my message to our guys, you know, focusing on what we do and just be solid on the defensive side of the ball and execute and take care of the ball on offense.
One thing I always liked about Madison Grant before the days of COVID is they had an entire nacho bar, which was just fantastic. So hopefully they've still got that going on and you're able to keep the crowd out of it.
Sure.
Coming into this season, you've got a young squad, but you've also got a little bit of some veteran leadership as well. Kind of talk about the guys that you're expecting to kind of fill those roles of leadership, but also some of the ones that, you know, we might not have thought about until this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, it starts with our seniors. You know, we were without our senior point guard, Creed Menon, in the first game. And, you know, Creed is kind of the guy that, he just kind of puts everyone else at ease a little bit. He has a calmness about him when he's on the floor, a confidence about him that helps the other guys be a little confident as well. And I think they feel a little bit more at ease when he's out there. And he just kind of brings that natural presence of leadership and, you know, super proud of him. And our other seniors, Amarin and Brady, Nick Young, you know, Amarin and Brady were starters last year. And so they've had, you know, quite a bit of time, you know, on the floor, learning what we want to do. And so, you know, we're excited about the season that they can have. And Nick Young does a great job of, you know, just being an enthusiasm guy, super supportive and, you know, a good leader in our locker room and on the bench. And, you know, but we've got some guys coming up that I'm definitely excited about. You know, I think right now Luke Shelley is playing as good a basketball for us as anybody. You know, he's a great athlete. You know, he's just got to continue to work on his confidence and understand that we want him to shoot the basketball and we want him to be aggressive. And, you know, you got the all-ball boys who got some varsity experience last year as well. You know, they provide some length for us. You know, we don't have a ton of size by any means, you know, so, but what we do have is some guys that can stretch the floor, and make plays, in the transition game, especially. So, definitely excited about them and, you know, some other young guys coming up, some sophomores, Jackson Shoup, probably the best shooter in our program. And, you know, my message to Jackson is, you know, he pretty much has the greenest green light you can have. You know, I want him anytime he has space to shoot the basketball and shoot it with confidence. And, you know, we are excited about the career that he's going to have. And Alex Davison, a big guy for us, has worked very hard this offseason. He just continues to get better. And so we probably need to do a better job as a coaching staff, getting him some more opportunities on the block. And,
just continuing to get better. That's what it's about. We got to have our seniors step up, and they've got to make plays, and, you know, they can't make, those silly turnovers anymore. They're seniors, they're leaders, and they got to, set the tone for the rest of the guys. But, you know, it takes everyone for us. We don't have one guy that we really say is our dude, or two guys that are, superstars. You know, it's a collective effort, and we need everybody on the same page.
Coach, that's awesome. That's great to hear. I love that you got a leader that keeps a team pretty level. I always tell my guys when I'm coaching, whether baseball or football, it's 100% always the coach's team, but at some point it's going to become the player's team. Even though it's very much the coach's as well, as you give them the best chance of success, it's very important that you have those guys that are staying level. I kind of want you to talk about that a little more. Talk about how you guys got some new guys, returned some guys that have experience. Just talk about how important it is for teams to stay level-headed and carry on throughout the season while playing in between breaks and holiday tournaments and all that jazz.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you focus so much, and we do, everyone does it, but you're so result-based, right? You think you play, you base everything whether you win or lose, and we're competitors, and so we should, but we also have to look at the process and the way that we're doing things. And last night we lost the game that I feel very confident that that's a team that we can beat, and we did a lot of the right things, and you got a lot of the right shots and the right looks, and unfortunately they just didn't go down. And so sometimes you're going to have those nights. And so, what I think we need to, our seniors need to continue to convey to our younger guys is, listen, the basketball is not in your hands 95% of the game. So, don't focus on that 5%. What else can you do to help the team be successful and win games? And so, when our shots aren't going down, you've got to be able to find other ways than on the defensive side of the ball, getting to the free throw line, getting easy buckets in transition through your defense to create some offense and to still be able to try to win some games even when your shots aren't falling. And so, we have a really good mix. What I love about our team is the culture that we've created. Last night, new gymnasium, it's youth night, and it was a packed house here, and it was just a great environment. Our JV team got a big win, but if you look at our bench, every timeout our guys are up, our JV guys are up clapping, we're encouraging each other, so I'm just really proud of that culture that we've created. Everybody's involved, everybody's invested. And it's just about staying the course. You're going to have ups and downs throughout a basketball season. Basketball is a marathon. It's a long season, like you said, through a lot of breaks. And so you just got to keep chopping wood. And, I'm confident that once we get, once we get a result that we want, we'll gain that confidence and we'll just continue to get better. And so, there's no magic formula. You just got to continue to work hard, get better, do what you're supposed to do, be coachable, have a good attitude, give great effort, and, let the results take care of themselves.
And, Coach, one thing that Sam always gets mad at me for is I have a tendency to watch things that aren't on the basketball floor. I'll kind of watch the bench. I'll watch the players, how they interact. The concept of the bench mob has really become popular in the last couple of decades or so. How has your bench kind of started to become a bench mob just a little bit? Do they just kind of just push each other a little bit? Do they high-five each other? Are they saying things that we can say on the radio? What exactly do they do to kind of keep this bench mob mentality going? Because for me growing up, if you were sitting on the bench, that was the place I didn't want to be. But sure. Now, honestly, if I was playing, I'd love to be on the bench because I think a lot of these benches have more fun than the players on the floor.
there's different roles, right? Obviously, you want guys to always be ready and to always be, up and alert when their number is called. But there's something to be said too about having guys, when we check in and out, hustling off the floor, guys up off the bench, clapping for them, cheering for them. We do a drill in practice. It's a really simple one, like when a teammate takes a charge, for example, and we put them in a circle and I go around, and if I hit one guy with a basketball in the chest, he takes a charge, and the whole team runs over and claps for him and cheers for him. And, you know, like we just do a lot of things that promote that. And, I got to give a shout out to our band and our crowd last night. Like they are, I mean, it is loud in our gym and it's an environment. And, you know, our players feed off of that. But I think it starts with our players too, right? Like the way they act and the way they compete. What I love is I never have to question or coach our team's effort. You know, like that's the thing that I think stands out to me the most is, you know, we can coach the things that we need to coach. And, you know, our guys and our staff has just done an excellent job over the last 2 years of just, you know, really, really encouraging and promoting that kind of culture. And so we work hard. We have great attitudes. We have great energy, whether we're on the bench, whether we're on the floor. Everybody's important. Everybody, you know, and, you know, you can either be an energy giver or an energy taker. And we got a ton of energy givers. You know, we don't have guys that are, we call them energy vampires, you know, sucking the energy out of the team or anything like that, or meat guys. And so that's really important. And, you know, I think we're doing all the right things. And I think that's just something you got to remind your players is, you know, you're not always going to get the results that you want, but if you keep doing the right things, hopefully and eventually things will pay off for you.
In the heart of basketball country is not just a phrase. It is definitely a mindset, and we've got it in this area for sure. Coach Nick Burlingame of the Clinton Central Bulldogs, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck tonight as you travel to Madison Grant to take on the Argyles, Coach.
All right. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, appreciate you as well. Well, Coach, we got through it. Any final last words before we sign off for Coach Chavez?
There's just a lot of area teams competing, so we wish all the best of luck to all of them, and we'll look forward to capping the scores next week.
And Isaac, could you repeat after me? Who? Who?
Crickets.
Who?
Crickets.
Hoosiers.
Hey, you're right. No, I'm going for the Hoosiers. Let's go IU. Let's beat Ohio State today in the Big Ten.
I couldn't resist. Special thanks to Isaac Chavez for putting up with me today, Kyle Etherington. This has been Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Healthy Communities and Winsky Brothers. Remember, you can check us out on HoosierlandTV.com. Check us out on Spotify. Listen to us anytime you want. Or you can listen to the replay of Inside the Huddle on 96.9 FM, 1570 AM, or Boone's Best, 102.7. FM on Sunday evening. Thank you once again for joining us for this December 6, 2025. For Isaac Chavez, this has been Kyle Etherington saying so long, everybody.